The 2026 Eitelfest Purity Black is Beautiful edition featured approximately 60 vendors, the highest turnout since its launch. The free event offered food stalls from Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Member of the Eitelfest Committee and St. Vincent and the Grenadines' ambassador to Cuba, Aidisha Jackson, noted that the event showed tremendous growth this year.
It's been a wonderful occasion where we've had over 60 vendors, and I'm thinking we have between 2,000 to 3,000 participants, possibly more. I know we would hear that later. But it's a wide variety of vendors selling food, Eitel food, as you know. Eitel basically means natural. It doesn't have meat or meat products. We also have persons who are doing craft, persons who are doing soaps, herb wines, herbal medicines. We've also had persons doing leather craft, etc. So it's a wonderful combination and mixture. We have massages, you know, we have persons who are doing Afro locks. You know, we have a wide variety. Every year is a bit different. The setting is different. The participants at time are different. And the crowd response sometimes is different. This year, we worked with a tighter budget. So we're very happy to see the end result, at least very successful. Persons are complimented that it has grown. And they can see the growth of Eitelfest from the first year, which was Eitelfest Liberty. Then we went to Eitelfest Unity. And now we had Eitelfest Purity. And it's just better to come.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines ambassador to Cuba, Aidisha Jackson. Vendor Adorno Kong Bramble, proprietor of Kong Arts Creations, who produces craft from volcanic ash, spoke about the response from the public to his work.
What you're looking at is craft made from the volcanic ash of last year's eruption, and then died when they part. I'm like, what were you talking about? So in that aspect, it's always a lift of spirit to see how people react, the questions they ask, and for those who have bought before to like come at Eitelfest and can show them that they're still wearing it and then looking for something else new. So it shows that they not only like the value of the craft, but they have intention to keep it and pass it on to others. Me doing my craft is part of a representation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Adorno Kong Bramble, proprietor of Kong Arts Creations. Some of the persons in attendance who said it was their first time expressed how they felt about the event.
I like it so far. Brings the people together. The locals have a chance to sell their products, right? But I think they should have it more often.
Eitel is vital, as the autumn say. This event, you know, brings a diversity of food, you know, and as I was expressing to my colleagues and friends here, that we don't utilize food in any way that we are to. We are them accustomed to just cook traditionally. But we can do so much with food, you know. And it will take an event like this for us to understand how important we need to take care of ourselves, nourish our body. An event that's been growing for the past couple of years. I've been here, I've seen it. And I am very appreciative that we are utilizing food to its true potential.
This is my first time attending it. I've heard about it before, but yeah, first time.
Voices of persons attending last weekend's Eitelfest. And Minister of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Trade, Foreign Investment and Diaspora Affairs, Honorable Fitzgerald Bramble, said the turnout was impressive.
This is impressive. I mean, this is a very appropriate and a very effective display of our culture. You know, the food, the art, the craft.
Minister of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Trade, Foreign Investment and Diaspora Affairs, Honorable Fitzgerald Bramble. I am Colvin Harry with today's special report.